ESPN West Palm tonight on ESPN 106.3 and the free ESPN app. And joining us now is we are in the midst of March, and March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And we are thrilled to be joined by one of the great physicians, part of the Palm Beach Health Network Physician Group, Dr. Leandro Feo. He is a colorectal and general surgeon, also with Delray Medical Center. And Dr. Feo, we really appreciate it. And kind of, you know, what's the first thing for us to keep top of mind, or first thing that you tell your patients in terms of just colorectal cancer awareness, now that, you know, there's more focus nationally on it?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, March Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month is important for everybody to get their screening colonoscopy, especially if you are 45 years or older or have any risk factor like family history of colorectal cancer, inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, or a history of polyps. So that's why it's so important, your colonoscopy. Also, the most common symptoms of colorectal cancer include abdominal pain, blood in your stool, changes in your bowel habits, or unintended loss. So if you have any of this, it's always very important that you search for medical attention so we can investigate further and make sure that nothing else is going on.
You know, there was a baseball player that was 28 years old, Trey Mancini. He missed, you know, the 2020 season, diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. Fortunately, you know, he's come back and had a great year last year. But does that put the myth, does that debunk the myth that, you know, you don't have to worry about it if you're younger?
Well, actually, it's all the opposite. For the last 5 to 10 years, we have seen trend of increasing the colorectal cancer in younger population. Understanding your population younger than 50, beside this baseball player, also you remember the actor Chadwick Boseman, that Black Panther.
Sure.
He was 37 when he was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Unfortunately, he lost the battle at the age of 40. But yeah, definitely if you are young, you shouldn't disregard any symptoms. All the opposite. Search for medical attention, and so we can catch it early and have a very nice outcome.
What are some of the different stages of colorectal cancer?
Well, colorectal cancer goes from stage 1 to stage 4. Stage 1 is the earliest, and stage 4, obviously, the most advanced. That's when we have disease in other organs. Normally, the most common organs involved by colorectal cancer when it's in stage 4 is the liver and the lungs. And stage 3 is pretty much when it's, lymph nodes are involved with disease. But normally, other than stage 4, stage 1, 2, and 3 have a very good survival rate.
Dr. Feo, you went over some of the, you know, potential symptoms and triggers that, you know, could lead to somebody having colon cancer. Does that mean that they should always be seeing a doctor if they have these symptoms, or are there certain ones that, you know, how do you distinguish between, you know, hey, I'm having just, you know, general pain, or, you know, just this being general versus this being something that I need to get screened or tested for?
Yeah, no, definitely we have the guidelines screening or older, or you have any of the risk factors that I mentioned, family history, inflammatory bowel disease, polyps, you must have a screening colonoscopy. Now, if you have any symptoms, abdominal pain, changing your bowel habits, unintended weight loss, blood in your stool, you shouldn't disregard it and just search for medical attention. Certainly, nothing's going on, meaning you may not have colorectal cancer, but you can also can have it. So that's why it's important you search for help. So definitely, you are young, or even you are not that young, but you have symptoms, don't disregard it and search for medical attention. That's the most important message here.
What are some of the treatment options? You know, you guys are cutting edge, you know, at the top of everything. What are some of the treatment options available for colorectal cancer?
Sure. The treatment varies based on the stage, but treatment options include surgery, that these days we can do a minimal invasive with a robot or laparoscopic. And in more advanced stages, you may need surgery plus chemotherapy. And specifically for rectal cancer, you may need surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. Obviously, we can go an entire hour just speaking about treatment options, but in general, those are the three modes that we use for surgery. I'm sorry, for the treatment of colorectal cancer.
In terms of, you know, risk factors, lifestyle changes, you know, so that colon cancer really isn't, you know, possible for someone, what advice do you have of, you know, things that we may be able to do to help our chances of, you know, of not potentially getting colorectal cancer?
Absolutely. So there is risk factors that you can modify and go along with your lifestyle. High alcohol consumption, high intake of red meat, smoking definitely are linked to colorectal cancer, as well as obesity. So exercising, being active, and doing in moderation, drinking alcohol, sometimes eating some red meat, that is okay. But any high intake of this, it can definitely lead to colorectal cancer.